Hey, this is Clint Boyer driving the number 14 Ford, and you're on the road with Dane on WGN Radio. All
right! 720 WGN on the road with Dane, live here in the Allstate Skyline Studio, high atop Chicagoland, and a guy that is higher up in the standings than maybe not as high as he'd like, but certainly I think, and a lot of his fans are excited about the way things are going this season, is the driver for the number 14 Ford for Stuart Haas Racing, the one and only Clint Boyer. Clint, welcome back to WGN.
Hey guys, thanks for having me.
It's great to have you. You're one of our favorite personalities, obviously one of the exciting drivers in the sport. When you look at, you know, and we thought, you know, you raced really well last year, but it's one of those seasons, you know, anything can happen. Things can go your way or not. This year, you're winning the races that you should win. You're winning some that maybe could go either way. What a change from last year.
Yeah, it's always, you know, I mean, it's the way we're running right now. It's just fun. Doesn't matter where you go. Cars are fast. Fords are obviously the top of the board. Roush's engines are second to none. I mean, it's just a deadly combination right now, and man, it sure is fun to be in those cars. I can guarantee you that.
And you see too from the social media, a lot of the fans are excited about it as well. So I mean, with anything, you know, you got to temper some of the frustration you maybe feel. It's racing, right? But now it's nice to have a lot of really positive things to enjoy with your fans. I mean, they're loving it.
Well, the biggest thing is I just, you know, you kind of feel like you paid your dues, right? I mean, I've been through the whirlwind and this sport and kind of seen it all and bounced around the last couple of years and to finally find, you know, that home and be established with your team and your group. I mean, that's what it's all about. So, again, it's just things are fun again. I mean, hey, there was a time when I was in this sport where it wasn't exactly that way. Very frustrated and couldn't seem to see the light of day and to have that path and have the team behind me on the 14 bunch and just be hitting on all these cylinders, just couldn't be happier.
Yeah, you mentioned Ford in the top of the heap, and of course coming in new to Ford last year. Is it the kind of thing where you guys feel that you've got things like super dialed in, certainly as a team, you know, because you know, Stuart Haas, you guys are all doing really, really well.
Yeah, of course. You know, Kevin and I have been together a long time, racing alongside each other. I mean, he was at RCR when I first came in, first showed up on the scene in North Carolina. So I'm very fond of him, and I've worked well with him, and you know, for the better part of my career. Eric getting into that 10 car has really picked up the 10 car performance, which helps everybody. Kurt, champion of the sport, they're running right there on our heels, and I think sixth place in the points. So, you know, when you're rolling into tracks like Chicago this weekend, I mean, that's typically not my best racetrack. I'm not going to lie to you. But the way we're running, the confidence I have, the momentum we have off our win in Michigan, third place last weekend, I mean, you have no reason to believe that you couldn't roll into Chicago and keep in that top five and have a shot at winning.
Yeah, anything can happen. You mentioned, you know, living in North Carolina, so everybody does. Obviously, it's kind of the center for the sport from Kansas originally. That's where you're at right now. When you think about this, Chicago, you know, Chicago Bears sports, you know, Gale Sayers, the Kansas Comet, you know, he's a guy that really brought a lot of awareness back to the home state. And as you know, a lot of drivers are from different places. Is you've always been, you know, really great about trying to bring awareness and raise kind of that profile of Emporia and Kansas as a whole. And Kansas, the track, that's not too much different than Chicagoland. Do your home state fans, are they excited when you kind of showcase what's going on and the good things about Kansas?
Absolutely. I mean, that's what's great about sports in general, right? I mean, the fans how everybody embraces the sport, how everybody comes together, how competitive even the fans are, just like the competitors in the cars or any kind of sport. I mean, that environment is what makes them so special. And certainly when I've got to run it better, I mean, it's almost instantaneous. The dealership, my dealership in Emporia, business picks up there. Everybody's calling like, man, you can't believe the vibe in Emporia right now. People have been watching and enjoying racing again. That bleeds over into about everything.
That's absolutely awesome. Do you think about competition for the fans? They can't get out there on the track. They certainly enjoy what y'all guys are doing. But for NASCAR, and we'll say this, you know, tailgating, maybe a football game or you know, college football or whatever, a couple hours before the game, NASCAR, especially at Chicagoland Speedway, people start showing up on Wednesday for that Sunday race. And when it comes to tailgating, the fans take it seriously. I love the fact, obviously, we do a lot of food, and we have our mutual friend Guy Fieri as well on the food side, is that you're a big barbecue guy, and you've got a Traeger grill strapped to the side of your hauler. Like, how serious do you take the food and the barbecue stuff?
Well, I'm completely over my head, and especially when I get real quiet when I'm around people like Guy about food. But if we're talking hot rods and everything else, you know, I can get into that conversation. But just who doesn't like to grill? Who doesn't like to smoke and barbecue and do all those things? You know, love. That's the coolest thing about our sport. You know, I mean, we have the fans that flock to the sport, the fans that get to camp, come out and the thousands, you know, and camp out over the weekend. I mean, it's not just a race on Sunday. It's an event weekend. When you go to Chicagoland this weekend, if you're camping in the infield or the outskirts or whatever else, you're there for the event. You know, everybody always asks me, you know, 25, 30-year-old kid, what am I going to do at the racetrack? You're going to come there. You're going to hang out. You're going to camp out. You're going to have the time of your life. And, oh, by the way, there was a race Sunday. It was awesome. You know what I mean? I mean, that's what sells our sport, is that event. It's not just a race on Sunday.
Yep, I know. It's an absolute experience. We talk about it all the time. There's no substitute for actually being there. They've gotten so much better on the TV side showing, you know, what happens and trying to, you know, get you in where you can hear some of the sounds, the vibrations. But the sights, the smells, everything, the pageantry that it is. And it's Stars and Stripes weekend here, too, as well. So we've got a lot of great tributes to our men and women in uniform that you guys are going to be participating as well. So last thing before we get to some of the social media and ways that people can follow all of your adventures, Clint Boyer, let people know we're talking with number 14. Clint Boyer from Stuart Haas Racing. Did you see that that guy's going to get a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame? That's crazy.
As if his head didn't need to get any bigger. Oh, he sent me the message, told me that he got that news, and man, I'm telling you, he was through the roof ecstatic. And that's what's so cool about somebody like Guy is he's still grounded enough and humble enough to appreciate those things and to include his fans and his fan base. I'm telling you, I've never seen him that excited in all of his life, because it caught him off guard, and it's a huge deal for anybody, obviously, but it was a big deal for him, and it meant a lot. So, yeah. What a deal, man. It's Hollywood.
Yeah, I texted him. They're like, now you finally attained immortality now, because, you know, it'll be there forever there in Hollywood. And hopefully this season, this is the season that when it comes to racing, you know, once you win a championship, they can't take that away from you. And Clint, I know that I got a feeling that this could be the year, and I know you're going to hold it together. And of course, everyone's going to be excited to see you at Chicagoland. So last thing, if you want to give out social media, people can follow all your adventures as we get ready for the race on Sunday.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a lot of fun interacting with people on Twitter. And you're right. You know, once you've won races, I've won an Xfinity championship. A cup championship is the only thing, you know, left. And man, I'm telling you, that's what I want more than anything. That's what keeps you going in this sport all these years, hunting that championship. I've always been that way growing up in the Midwest. You know, that's the neat thing about automobile racing and motorsports is you're always racing for something else other than that night. There's always that big picture rabbit at the end of the, you know, at the end of the year that you're chasing. And you know, we're focused. We're as organized and as probably collected as I've ever been as far as obtaining that goal and chasing that goal. So this could be the year, buddy.
Well, you know, you've got all those things in line, right? You've got the cars, you've got the engines, you can feel it, fast race cars. You've got a lot of the things on the luck side, kind of falling your way, at least at this point, and you're with one of the best teams, if not the best, in all of racing. So best of luck. Thanks for what you're doing. We'll see you on Sunday, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
Hey, thanks, brother.